back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back to the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios here for Mugs in the Morning on your Friday, September 25th. It's Tristan Winder and Rick Windham. Glad to be with you here. And your week's gone okay thus far, Rick?
So far.
So far, so good at least?
So far.
We have Brooke and Jim joining us here in the studio today to talk about our local chapter of the Disabled American Vets. So, guys, we appreciate the time today.
Yeah, thank you.
And obviously, not an easy conversation to have when we talk about our disabled American veterans, but it's an important conversation to be had, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the main thing we wanted to point out was, like, today actually marks the 100th anniversary for National Disabled American Veterans being an organization. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get the word out that North Platte does have a chapter, Chapter 3. And I'm the new commander of Chapter 3 here in North Platte. And Jim, the one to my left here, is the adjutant. So, I mean, we're just want to get the word out because I know a lot of people don't realize we actually have a chapter in North Platte.
Yeah, there is a chapter right here.
Yeah, and what all we do. So,
now, for folks that are unaware of what this organization is, Jim, can you tell us a little bit about what Disabled American Vets exactly is here in our local chapter?
Well, it was started World War One, right after World War One, to help the disabled veterans and their families. Our local chapter here was started in the mid-30s. Mm-hmm. And what we do is we do welfare checks. We help veterans. Any money that we raise, 100% goes to local veterans.
Okay. So all the money raised stays right here with North Platte Lincoln County veterans.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, Brooke, tell us about your involvement with this organization. You mentioned you're taking over the reins a little bit, so to speak. How long have you been involved with the organization, though?
Almost a year.
Okay.
I think. Coming up on a year. Yeah, I got... Jim was nagging me at work to come to a meeting.
Funny how that happened.
And finally, everything aligned where, you know, with leaving my other seat that I had mm-hmm. previously, I actually had time now to go do something. So we went, and I think it was my second meeting I got nominated as the commander and have been ever since.
Received a gentle nudge.
Yes.
Was it actually a nomination project, or you were out of the room at the time?
I was there.
Out? Okay.
And nominations came up, and nobody else spoke, and I'm like, oh, uh-huh. Okay, here we go.
Does so the term kinda, railroading come into my
well,
mind?
I kind of, you know, literally jumped into it both feet first. So,
sure.
And well, now we're just trying to move forward, and the biggest thing is, you know, get our chapter into the next century, you know, the 21st century, mm-hmm. and get it into, you know, veterans our age. Mm-hmm. You know, get it into the younger veterans that are just coming home. Let them understand that there is help here for them if they need it, if they want it. Because, I mean, that's the thing, you know, being an Iraqi vet, a lot of guys that I served with didn't even know we had a chapter here. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know we had a chapter here until Jim kept telling me. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the biggest thing is getting the word out. And that, like I said, that we help, and, you know, they need it, we're there.
And tell us about some of the individuals without giving too much information away, because I know confidentiality is key with this, but can you guys give us some vague information about a few of the individuals here in North Platte that are indeed veterans that you guys help out? What kind of assistance do you provide these individuals specifically?
Well, we did have a couple that was having trouble with getting their benefits. And they were having trouble with actually subsisting. So I got a call from Omaha to ask me to go do a welfare check on them, make sure they were doing okay. And we got money going to them so that they could pay their rent. And so it helps out quite a bit.
And they were both vets? Both veterans?
He was.
He was. Oh, okay.
He was 100% disabled. Mm. Okay. So, and
so
he was struggling.
Good. Yeah, good that job. Assistance is vital, obviously.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't think people realize, you know, in a lot of cases, if you've come out of a combat situation, mm-hmm. how many things are running through your head. Mm-hmm. And at least most of the people I know that have been in that position, they come back and they bottle it up
right.
a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say much. They may not outwardly show any symptoms to other people, but inside... I know one of the things that, you know, for me is like, you know, here a couple weeks ago, I was in charge of all kinds of stuff. And then you come back, and it's like nobody cares. Mm-hmm. And doing those welfare checks is critical.
Yes, it is. It shows somebody cares.
Just if nothing else, just sitting down, have a cup of coffee, beer, whatever, mm-hmm. and just let the other individual know that he hadn't forgotten.
Yeah. Exactly.
And we got some guys in the chapter that do that, go to like one of the nursing homes here in town where there's a couple of vets, and sits down and talks with them, you know, hangs out. Just
shoot the breeze.
Just shoot the breeze. Just let them know, hey, you know, somebody's still here to talk.
Mm-hmm. I still care. I still appreciate the sacrifice you mm-hmm. made. Although it may be 40 years ago,
exactly.
I still appreciate
it. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know,
Well, we still have a Korean vet, And, of course, 100%, my favorite is the Vietnam vets.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Talk and, about being underappreciated when coming home.
Absolutely. Okay. They are my heroes.
Prime example. Yeah. I'm a firm believer, personally, that you can't understand what somebody's going through unless you've gone through it yourself. And that's mm-hmm. what's great about this organization is the members understand, I feel your pain. And these scars, whether they be physical, mental, or emotional, don't fade necessarily with time.
Mm-hmm. No, and like this whole program, I mean, it's vets helping vets.
Right.
I mean, we know to an extent what they've all went through, because mm-hmm. like you said, we've all went through it.
You can relate.
But at the same time, we know how to help them get whatever help it is they need, or if they just yep. needed somebody to talk to, or if they actually need help with getting their benefits that they've earned and deserve, mm-hmm. that's another job we do, is we help them with that. So,
knowing the mechanics and knowing the steps to go through to help that other individual is a great thing mm-hmm. because you know that the VA is not the easiest thing to navigate through.
No. And another big thing for me is veteran suicide. Mm-hmm. There's too many a day, and a lot of times if you just had said hello to that guy, just shook his hand and said, hey, how are you doing today, you can prevent a lot of that. The guys just are not in the right mind, mm-hmm. and they just want somebody to listen to them or just sit with them.
Yeah, a simple smile, simple
exactly.
hello can make a world of a difference.
Yes,
and
it can.
If you know that person's a vet, thank them.
Yep.
If not, it never hurts to be kind to a stranger.
Shake his hand.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Guys, anything else you'd like to add today in the conversation of our disabled American vets locally?
Well, like I said, you know, with the local chapter, you know, chapter 3 here in North Platte, we do meet the second Thursday of the month at 7:30 at the American Legion, and it's open to any disabled vet that wants to join or even just wants to come and check it out to see what it is, talk to us about joining them for a membership.
Now, when you say disabled, does that have to be something that was designated by the military to be that? Or, you know, if you're just not feeling good about yourself and stuff, can you come?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
You don't have to show your DD-214 at the door. No.
There's plenty of security, but none at the door.
to be a member, though, it's open to disabled American vets.
Right.
But, yeah, to come, no.
Good.
And even if you're not disabled or you're doing great right now, you coming to this meeting could make the big difference to somebody else who's having a rough time.
Yeah. Yes. Come in, sit down. We'll be more than happy to see you.
And if folks want to get more information, guys, how can they do so and possibly attend the meetings? Or if they'd like some more information, maybe on a one-on-one or privately, how can they do so?
Well, they can get a hold of me. My number is 308-660-5112. Or we have a Facebook page we actually just started up.
Okay.
It's Nebraska DAV Chapter 3. We can, you know, you get on there, check it out. Like I said, we just started it up, so we're still trying to get people added to it.
Working the kinks out.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, hit us with a message on there, give us a call, shoot me a text, whatever, or you can get a hold of Jim.
And, Jim, tell us what the meetings are like, too. We've talked about them over at the Legion. Tell us what's the meeting entail.
Well, it's actually like any meeting. We'll sit. We'll have opening ceremonies. We'll acknowledge everyone, make sure everybody's there. See if there's any issues or problems that need to be addressed at that time, if there's any people that need help. And then we'll go through the regular order of business, and we'll have some closing ceremonies.
Okay, awesome. And a lot of time to shoot the breeze, I would imagine, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's probably the most essential part of the meetings.
Yes, it is. I think it is.
Yeah.
Now, you'd mentioned earlier that the chapter here was founded sometime in the 1930s.
Yes.
Does the designation Chapter 3 mean third one in the state that was made?
That's my understanding, but I'm not 100% sure.
Right. That would be cool.
The name,
so it's been that long.
The name of our chapter is actually Orlo E. Egelhoff. He was one of the founding members, I believe.
Okay.
So.
Awesome.
Very cool. Doing good work, guys.
Thank you.
Now God's work, I would say.
We're trying. And like I said, we're just trying to help get more people involved and get more people to come to the meetings. You know, just see what it is. Just sit down, and even if they don't want to talk, just come and realize that there's people like us out there for them to help and to talk to.
Some good camaraderie.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I know I've heard from a lot of people, I don't know if you brought up to me before, Rick, but that's one challenge in coming back from some of these situations is the difference between camaraderie when you're serving with great men and women, and then coming back and not having that support group can be kind of a challenge to adjust to, I think.
And a lot of, like I said, a lot of what I saw was you come back and, you know, you had a mission, you had a sense of purpose, and then you come back and it's not there. And it's very frustrating.
When you're in the military, you're in a family. Mm-hmm. It's brothers and sisters. And you will treat them as brothers and sisters. And when you get, sometimes when you get back, I struggle with that. So.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, you as a family, it didn't matter where you were from, your background, race, creed, any of that. It didn't matter.
It didn't.
And you can harass another vet.
Oh, yeah.
In certain ways that nobody else better do.
Exactly. That's like everybody, you know, we all pick on the Air Force vets. But nobody else better.
And the and the Army guys.
So, I mean.
Jim, what branch are you
in? I'm retired Navy.
Navy. Great buddy of mine. I mean, I'd do anything in the world for the guy. Got his back 100%. But he's Navy.
Yep.
And, of course, the Navy's and the Marines.
Absolutely.
I got him one day. I said, he was on the Kennedy and part of that battle group. And I told him one day, I said, yeah, the Navy's just nothing but Uber for the Marines. But we've harassed one another like that.
Oh, yeah. Back and forth. It's great fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's absolutely, and it's therapeutic, too.
Right.
Sense of normalcy when you return home having
it
that
is.
Banter.
Exactly. It is. And, you know, we accept, we accept all branches, you know, to come to the meetings, you know, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and even the departments like the Marines. Okay. Thing come to. So
subtle.
Yeah, the check said U.S. Navy.
was that subtle?
Subtle. Guys, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, that's it.
If folks want to get in contact with you again, Brooke, can you give us your information?
Yeah, it's my phone number is 308-660-5112. And like I said, it's on Facebook also, the Nebraska DAV Chapter 3. That's our local right here, so.
Well, guys, we appreciate your service and appreciate your continued service here to the disabled vets within our community.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.